Pod Tackle episode 375, Going Beyond Launch, for June 13th, 2013. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm, and this week is full of E3 coverage. And we actually had a podcast earlier this week to talk about the Microsoft press conference, a little bit of the Halo reveal for Halo 5, a little bit about Destiny, and of course the just massive taking that Sony did to Microsoft. But we talked about that, we're kind of moved beyond that now, but we have a few other things to talk about. We had a few things regarding some Spartan Assault stuff come out on the Waypoint blog, and a couple other things for some recap videos from E3, what they're doing with Halo, showing the stuff off there at their Halo Waypoint booth. But to introduce our guest tonight, as you may know or have noticed already, Brent is not here. He has some things going on at home, so he would not be able to make it tonight. But we have two lovely gentlemen over from the Beyond Entertainment side of Halo, and they have been on here before. They were here to help announce the official kind of joining of forces for Beyond Entertainment, and now they have a website. They had been without a website for a good maybe 3 or 4 months, stuck to Twitter and YouTube, but now they have a website full of forums, a couple other good features, and we're welcoming them back to the show. And first off, we have Siren. Welcome back.
Hey, yep, thanks for having me again. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while.
Yeah, what, 2-3 months now?
Yeah.
Starting to become a regular.
maybe. And we also have Saucy Sores.
What's going on, man? Appreciate you having us on.
Not a problem. We appreciate you guys taking the time to come back on. And especially after some pretty important news. That, of course, is the launch of your website.
Yeah.
So lots of really cool stuff going on down there. There's a, I believe, an Indiegogo campaign to get the website kind of started off, and it went pretty well.
It went extremely well, actually. Really, really good.
And yes. the site's looking pretty good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So we will get into that a little bit later in the show. But first off, let's talk about some Spartan Assault information. Now, We actually had the achievement list come out earlier this week. So we have a good 19 achievements for a total of 190 gamer score. I don't know why they just didn't do 200.
Yeah, why not?
Like a lot of other arcade games. But anyways, we're just going to run through those real quick. First 5 achievements are related to completing, I guess, each level. But they call them operations. So you have Operation A, Operation B, Operation C, D, and E, and the first 5 achievements are to complete each operation worth 10 gamer score apiece. And those achievements are called Overrun, Switched On, Switched Off, Evacuated, and Terminated. So it looks like it may give some clues into what may actually be taking place during Spartan Assault. Looks like being overrun by a certain enemy force, maybe a Covenant or something. Switching on some Forerunner technology and then switching it back off again. Maybe finding out that something that we thought did something else. And then because of said thing, we're evacuating and then we're terminating some piece of technology or some something. Who knows? But gives a little
bit. I like this. I like the Spartan Assault. I wasn't too sure about Spartan Assault, but I actually like the achievements. Like, I'm looking through them now. I hadn't really got a chance to look at them before, and they seem to have gone, like, I mean, not too in-depth, but it looks like they're trying to really, you know, like, emulate the stuff you get on Xbox Live. And it would be kind of cool, I think, to get, if it popped up in the game when you did it, you know what I mean? Like when you play the campaign, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're supposed to actually be unlocks between Halo 4 and Spartan Assault, so depending on how much you play Spartan Assault, you can unlock certain things that will be made available in Halo 4. Probably something like weapon skins, most likely. Maybe some armor emblems and other skins there as well. And then I think the reciprocal is actually valid as well, where if depending on how much you play Halo 4, you might get some unlocks in Spartan Assault as well. At least that's what I've heard.
That makes sense. At least they're connecting the stories, or not so much the stories, the intertwining the Halo games in a way kind of like the Halo Waypoint app used to do.
Right.
In a way. So, that's pretty cool.
Just a brief pause, but we have a third person, also from Beyond Entertainment, joining us for the night. We were kind of holding off to see if he would get on, but we decided to go ahead and start. And like we predicted, just as we would get started, he would join. But we are joined by Jazzy.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
It goes. I just literally just walked in my door and came in.
Sounds good. Well, we are talking about the Spartan Assault achievements at the moment. So just to kind of get you up to speed, we talked about the first five already, completing each operation. And we're going to just keep on going through these as we go through the rest of the Halo Waypoint news. Next achievement here was we have Escort Service, which is keep all Wolverines intact in Operation A, Mission 3. So I guess these operations are actually kind of more like sections or chapters. And then you have certain missions or different sub stories within each operation. So
Operation A, Mission 3. Operation B, Mission 3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, every time you say operation, I'm thinking about the kids' game. I'm not going to lie. That's like the first thing. Like, come on. Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of playing off of the Spartan Ops thing because it's supposed to be how Spartan Ops started out and how it evolved to what we saw in Halo 4. That's what Spartan Assault is basically supposed to be laying the groundwork for. So the fact that they use operations is just kind of indicative that they're tying in Spartan Ops with Spartan Assault. So I guess in here, it's almost like you can think of an operation as an episode, and then you can think of a mission as a chapter. Pretty much. At least that's how it seems. Reading the rest of the achievements, how they kind of flow together. So
yes, like there's little subsections on each thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm not really a big fan of, like, you know, mobile games, really. I don't know. Some people are really into that, but I'm interested to see if they've gone, like, a little in depth with it. I'm wondering how, you know what I mean? Like, if it's...
Yeah, I mean, mobile gaming's gotten different now, though, because I can play Vice City on my iPhone now. That's cool.
Yeah, right. I guess. I just don't know how, I've never been excited for, like, a mobile release, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I wish it was, like, an arcade game, because if it was for, like, XBL Arcade, like, I would be so into this game, but...
Yeah,
like, exactly. Since there's I know quite I can't...
You're not the only one who's clamoring for XBLA version of this.
Yeah, it's kind
of... There's a lot of people.
There has to be one coming out.
I'm kind of, like, depriving myself of the game in a way, so I just don't get hyped, because when it releases, I'm going to feel like crap, you know?
for not being one of the suckers that bought Windows 8, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to find
a friend. I have a Windows phone, so I'm actually kind of a little excited for this game. I don't know, I love top-down shooters, though, so...
Dude, congratulations, man.
I'm the only person.
One of ten.
You're the one person.
I'm excited, but like I look forward to it.
Well, I have TechNet, so I can just download a copy of Windows 8 and install it on some random computer and then play it.
Nice.
So that's how I'm going to be consuming this game.
Also, they had a Twitch TV interview earlier, I think with Dan, what's his name from 343? Dan. Okay, no one knows him. But he said they should be having the release date in the coming weeks, so that's cool, I guess.
Well, it says it's going to be in July or something, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. The thing came out pretty fast. I mean, it didn't seem like it really took them too long.
Yeah, they had the URLs there. Dan, there he is. Dan,
I'm not Dan Ayoub.
Ayoub?
Ayoub.
Yep. Ayoub?
Ayoub.
Ayoub. But, yeah.
How many times can you slaughter that? Ayoub.
Yeah, but I'm excited, kind of.
It's an interesting concept. I like the idea of going back, and I know for me personally, getting a little bit of Palmer's backstory is something I've been really looking forward to, and it looks like this is going to be pretty much what we're looking for. It lays down the groundwork for Spartan Ops. It gives us a little bit of backstory of how Palmer kind of got to the place where she was on Infinity, and we have another Spartan coming in, Spartan Davis. And we don't know much about him, but I'm assuming it's going to be somewhat of a similar story for him. along with Spartan Palmer. So we'll have to see a little bit more when information starts to trickle out about that. And of course, it comes out within like 6 weeks. So
yeah, they're really squeezing that one out.
Yeah, but it's also interesting to note that at this point, it looks like they were developing Halo 4, they're developing Halo 5, and they were developing this.
But no Halo 2 anniversary.
No. Well, the Halo 2 anniversary. Halo 2 anniversary wouldn't even be until next year, anyways. If they were doing 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I want a real reason to get the Xbox One because right now, just everyone seems pissed.
There's still a lot of time. There's still a lot of time between now and when the consoles get released, and
yeah.
I'm sure Microsoft is going to have some rebuttal to go back against Sony. I mean, one of the things that Xbox does have going for is that if you buy one copy of the game, you can share it with 10 of any of your friends.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of sucks, because, like, I don't know, if you think about your friend from, like, 3 years ago or so, like, maybe, like, two or three are the same. That's the thing that worries me. Like, you gotta find some 10 people you gotta trust are gonna stick it out with you. And that actually game all the time.
Well, I definitely have a group of people that I would trust, that's 10.
Dude, I don't like that. Microsoft has gotten so structured and out of the loop with this. It's honestly garbage, dude. They release features, but their features are restrictions, and it doesn't make sense. And then Sony just takes full, like, it's literally, this is like a dream come true for Sony, man. They just look at all of this, and they just literally, dude, like, they didn't even announce, like, if you watch the Sony press conference, the dude gets up there, they're not even announcing groundbreaking features. They just get up there and they go, hey, you know, the console doesn't have, they're announcing things that their console doesn't have, and they win. It's like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, they don't even have to be groundbreaking with their console. They get up there, the dude goes, hey, you don't have to be online. Everybody's like, oh, and then it's like, hey, there's no restrictions on used games. Everybody's like, oh my God. Like, dude, like, they're not even announcing anything cool, and they win because Microsoft thinks that they have everybody in the bag. So they announce all these ridiculous things, and it's just insane. Like, PS4, they're not even doing anything that spectacular, but Microsoft is just messing up.
And it just continues, too, because, like, they had an interview with another Dan guy, because I won't know his last name. I don't know any Dan's last name.
Dan Kapatra.
Yeah, that guy. And they're like, Jeff Keighley's like, all right, so let's say you don't have online now. What can you do?
It's not Dan Kapatrick.
Oh, sorry.
That's the IndyCar
racer. Yeah,
the
racer, yeah.
I was saying that just to see if I could throw you off, and apparently it didn't work.
And he's like, yeah.
No, it's Dan Matrick.
Yeah,
it's Dan Matrick. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have online, we got the 360. You don't say that. No. Come on. You're like the CFO, CEO, something big. I don't know what you are, but you have a weird haircut. So just say it.
Yeah.
I'm just such a
PS4, the Sony press conference did definitely just take a beating straight to Microsoft.
They destroyed them.
But you do have to. I mean, Microsoft can go back and change a couple of things.
I know, but it makes them look so stupid, man.
It does for now. And I mean, a lot of the game journalists that I've seen post about stuff and talk about it, it's like, yes, that's how it looks like right now. But give it 6 months or 5 months. By the time these consoles come out, the dynamic isn't going to be the same as it is now. Sony still might have an edge, but it's not going to be as drastic of an edge as it appears right now because of time that it's going to take for both companies to react to what each other has done, to actually see a little bit more of what everything means in terms of both consoles and all that stuff.
Sony doesn't even really need to react, though.
Like, the whole like used game thing, the whole licensing per disc and reselling and all that stuff, there's still certain restrictions that the game developers can impose on those games. It's just that Sony isn't enforcing it, and Microsoft has probably teamed up with a lot of the other developers to go ahead and push this out. This isn't just a Microsoft thing. This is Microsoft working in tandem with a lot of other developers. It's just that since it's Microsoft's console and they're doing it on the hardware, they're the bad wolf in this, which is partly true, but it's not all Microsoft that's doing this.
Yeah, it came out with Sony too that it's only first party games that you can like lend to friends. They aren't sure about third party yet. It's up to the developers and the publishers, I should say, of those that came out too.
Right. Right.
So I'm just thinking this is what happened. Microsoft, this was their plan, I'm guessing. They're like, okay, we have all this bad stuff, and we'll just say it now, and E3 rolls around, and we'll show some kick-ass games, and everyone will forget. And the issue is that Sony's not stupid.
Yeah, they took advantage of that and ran.
Yeah.
They destroyed. Did you see the YouTube video they came out with where it was just like, this is how you share games? And it was just the dude handing him the game, and that was it. And it has like
a million views in like a day.
Dude, Microsoft literally looks like the stupidest company because
of that. It's something that was taken for granted for so long, and now it's something you can advertise.
Yeah.
That you have. It's like, it's not even amazing.
Like, it shouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm looking at this video, man. This video has 11 million views, man. 277,000 likes on this video. It's a 22-second long video of one person handing another person a game and saying, this is how we share games. You know, like, it's ridiculous.
You know what the best part is? Microsoft is really pushing the water cooler stuff now. Sony just stole it. They stole the whole, like, water cooler, the office. They took everything. It's just done.
It's pretty cool to see a shift like this, though. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
See the different direct. It's like Sony just always kind of stuck to the games, and so did Microsoft. And then Microsoft tries to nickel and dime everybody and put all these like weird restrictions everywhere and spy on you in your house with the Kinect. And everybody, it just kind of wakes up and is like, "Whoa, like what are you doing?" Like, no.
You know what's funny? It's not so much the used games or the 24-hour thing that bothered me, but it's the Kinect. I hate that.
A lot of people have issues.
Well,
for one, like, a lot of people have issues with the Kinect because of that exact thing.
They just drop the Kinect. They can price match the PS3.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yeah, definitely.
That. Yeah, it's just like I get the idea behind it. Just don't make me do it.
The Kinect is a peripheral that's not essential like a controller.
Yeah,
they're trying to make it like that. Though it's so weird.
I just have nowhere to put it. That's what pisses me off. And I'm not building a shelf above my setup so I can get a Kinect.
And my primary gaming station is on my desk, and I don't have anywhere to put my Kinect.
I have the same setup.
Yeah, like, I have
Me too. Like, literally, there's no place that I can angle my Kinect to, like, so I could Skype or something weird. You know what I mean? And I heard there's no power button. I heard there's no physical power button.
Oh, there's a power button. There's a power button.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, that was a rumor, but it was already knocked down. I saw that on Reddit too. I'm like, no way. I did a little research.
Yeah, that would be the worst idea. I just don't.
I don't understand, man. I'm not even gonna use it. Like, I'm not gonna go in my room. Oh, let's play some Halo. Xbox on. Welcome, Ray. You want to kill some apes today, bro? Yeah, Xbox.
Like, dude, literally.
I mean, the technology is cool, nonetheless. But it's not something that you need for every situation.
Yeah.
99% of situations, you don't need it. Like, you don't need a Kinect. Like, you don't need... I just think it's so unnecessary, and it launches up the price, and Sony just completely annihilates them with, hey, listen, there's no restrictions on anything. Oh, yeah, and by the way, our console's $100 cheaper. Yeah. It's just like, God, it's over. Like,
But I think, too, they have their iToy. I don't... Forgive me if I mess up that name.
That's not included.
It isn't?
Yeah, they have a bigger bundle that costs the same.
Oh, okay.
That includes their eyepiece or whatever. The
400 is just the console and like probably one.
And which
controller.
Is what
one
I
controller,
get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what most people would get. Well, if they weren't like talked into by like someone at Best Buy to get the whole package, which let's face it, most people that are going out and buying consoles for other people, like parents buying it for kids, that they're going to get the full package or like, ooh, this is cool. I might use this at some point.
Yeah.
But no, like people like us that are just, it's the gamers. The gamers would not get that stuff. It's the people that use it for the whole general entertainment. It's like, ooh, that's a cool little thing. Shouldn't need it, but I'll get it anyways. It's kind of those people.
And they have to think Microsoft too. If they have this used game thing, you got to think about like GameStop, because like during Christmas and shit, they have a lot of impact, and they're gonna tell people about these restrictions, and the PS4 is cheaper. And you got soccer moms coming through. They're going to just be like, oh, well, little Timmy can play Call of Duty on this now.
It's just yeah. Dumb. No, yeah, that's true. Like, they just make it hard on themselves. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, what I've been thinking about doing is literally I haven't thought about the PlayStation since the PlayStation 2 was out. Like, I haven't even looked at a PlayStation. And I just think about playing Crash Bandicoot and, like, how sick it was. I was honestly, at this point, after hearing all of this garbage and it's all confirmed, I'm thinking about buying a PlayStation 4 for the first time and buying a PlayStation for the first time in a long time and then waiting. Because Halo is not dropping with the Xbox One. So, like, why would I buy it? Why
would I buy it? Yeah, and looking at their launching titles, they have, what, Rise and maybe Forza and a bunch of sports games.
Yeah, there's nothing that pulls me in. So when Halo comes out and it's good, like, and the reviews are good, which is always good for Halo, so I'm just going to have to pick it up and test it for myself. But then that's when I will probably go buy an Xbox. But what incentive do I have with all these weird restrictions and everything, and the game that I love isn't even coming out online?
And a potential price cut, because if it doesn't sell, they're going to
cut it instantly if it's awful. it will be awful. It will be awful.
And they'll get shit for it, but hey, I'll buy it if it's $300-$400. What I'm doing probably is I'm probably going to wait until Titanfall in the spring. That's when I'll probably get it.
I mean, yeah, I'm more concerned about Destiny, man. Like, if Destiny's on the PS4...
But Destiny's on the 360 and the PS3.
I know, exactly. But, like, I don't know. There's a couple games on PS4 that I'd like to play as well. But, I mean, there's more... The PS4 looks more appealing to buy all the way around, man. Like,
as a hardcore gamer, like, it does look a hell of a lot more appealing.
It really does.
It's $100 cheaper. Okay, they're on. You get free games with the PlayStation Plus. I know Microsoft has on the 360, but that's only until the end of the year on the 360. That's not Xbox One. So you got that coming in hot. Then you got Destiny content, and the only thing we're missing is Halo, and that's about it. And Halo probably won't be out till September, November 2014. So we got like a year and a half.
There's literally no point. And doesn't Destiny get exclusive content on the PS4?
Too. On the PS... they didn't say PS4 specifically, they just said PlayStation, I think.
Well, I mean,
you gotta figure it's gonna be.
I mean, I already have a PlayStation 3, so I don't need to buy another console.
Dude, send me...
Yeah, I mean, I have a 360. I don't need to buy... I mean, technically, nobody has to make a move here until Halo comes out, I guess.
Yeah, isn't it more powerful, too?
The PlayStation's... It runs better.
Yeah, it runs better, and it's half the size on top of that.
Because I believe the Xbox One runs a lot more in the background than the PlayStation does.
Because of the cloud.
Yeah.
It's because it's running two OSs.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I'm glad
from a hardware and technical standpoint, the 360 is pretty ballin', in my opinion. It's just these other...
Oh, it's great for 7 years. That's... where it is now. It's like
they're upgrading the 360 as well. I think I saw
they're slimming it down again.
No, they have another version coming out.
That's ridiculous. Dude, didn't they already?
it's pretty much the same as the Slim. It just looks more like the Xbox One.
Yeah, so
right. It's really stupid.
Brain. Yeah, I really wish they would have came out with an Xbox 360 that kind of looked like a Roku box, like tiny as crap. That would have been.
I don't get what they're doing, man. Like, it makes no sense. I'm like, I literally just get sit here and get like frustrated thinking about who was behind.
Just think about that poor kid.
Well, PlayStation did the same. PlayStation did the same thing with releasing a whole bunch of different consoles too.
They only released the PlayStation and the PS Slim.
I think there's another version they released.
There's another.
The Xbox had the Xbox, the white one for launch, and they had the. What was that black one? It wasn't the Slim, but it was like
Elite.
The art.
It was Elite. It was just black.
Yeah. It just changed the color. Like they didn't even.
It wasn't
really
a new. Yeah, it wasn't. It
didn't have like a bigger hard drive or something. So it had something like ventilation.
Well, it had a 120 gig hard drive, but you could throw that in any Xbox.
Yeah,
you could buy that on anything. Like they didn't redesign. It seems like Microsoft is redesigning just to redesign. Like it doesn't make. Just to add a bullet point,
consumers
like actually,
to think that it's new, dude.
Like, yeah, like it's weird. Like I don't
like
get
think
what
of that. Like grandma that's buying some present for a grandchild. She'll see this new Xbox 360, and instead of an Xbox One, this kid's gonna get an outdated 360 for Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Wii U. No one's going to buy that because I think it's a Wii add-on, even though it's a new console.
I don't know, man. They're not doing good. That's all I'm going to say. They're not doing good.
I don't get it. It seems like common sense. It's not like some crazy...
They're just trying to make money off of old stuff. They're trying to resell the same crap. Like, they're just going to say, oh, look at the new shiny design on our old console, and then people will buy it. That's it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then their new console is also just how much can we, like, squeeze our customers for, and then all the used whatever. I don't know. I don't get it, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Anyways, we talked about this quite a bit on Monday, but it's nice to hear your guys' take on it, too. But I do want to kind of move on with the Spartan Assault achievements and kind of move on through the rest of the info as well. So,
okay.
Not to put the screeching halt brakes on to the discussion, because it's good talks, but we have talked about it already.
No, yeah, that's fine.
No, that's cool.
All right, so moving on. For a couple more achievements, let's see, the last one I just talked about was Escort Service, which was keep all Wolverines intact in Operation A, Mission 3, and that is 5 points. The next one is Nowhere to Hide. Prevent all Jackals from regenerating their shield in Operation B, Mission 3, which is 10 points. Never Knew What Hit Them. Kill a convoy target with every stationary gun in Operation C, Mission 3, which is 10 points.
That sounds juicy.
next one is... gosh. The next one is Brute Force. Finish the objectives using only the Brute Shot, Melee, and Grenades in Operation D, Mission 1, which is 10 points. Next one is Foot Soldier. Finish the objective without losing any vehicles, turrets in Operation E, Mission 4, which is 10 points. So these are kind of similar to the achievements for Spartan Ops, where you had like certain mission ones or chapter ones that you needed to do on each episode, per se. So the achievements are kind of similar in certain aspects. Next one is Recruit. Earn a star of any type in any operation mission. 5 points. Prodigy. Earn your first gold star in an operation mission. 5 points. 117. Earn all gold stars in all operation missions, which is 20
Angry
points.
Birds.
Dude, all these achievements sound like Kanye West songs. But
what?
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Don't mind me.
Okay. Moving along then. Distinguished Service. Earn all medals in the game at least once, which is 15 points. So I guess there's different medals for, like, I guess killing a certain amount of enemies or using different weapons, maybe. Or hijacking vehicles, perhaps. I'm guessing there would be similar game medals that you have in game right now for, like, Halo 4, where it's, like, hijack, melee, assassinate. Maybe that's the kind of medals they're talking about.
Perhaps.
Possibly. Next one. Weapon of Choice. Score a kill with every handheld weapon, excluding the rocket launcher and Spartan laser. 5 points. Next one is Powered by Mjolnir. Use every ability at least once, excluding Overshield and Seeker Drone. Ooh. New armor ability?
What is Seeker
oh,
Drone?
Oh, God, leave him
is
alone.
Is that just like...
is armor locked back?
Here, I got... This is a cool one I was thinking about for an armor ability. It's where a bunch of people play multiplayer, and you travel around in a little camera, and you spectate. That's a joke, but...
Oh my god.
God.
Let's go. Wait, is there spectator? Imagine if there's spec mode in Spartan Assault.
Oh, dude, not to get on the Halo 5 hype, but if they don't have spectator mode, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, man.
For Halo 5? Yeah.
Prepare yourself to cry, dude.
Halo 5
even
has to have
has it now.
Yeah, Halo 5 has to have a spectator mode now.
Oh, yeah. Dustin, you were like one of the first people to retweet that on Beyond. I was waiting for to see how many retweets it would get in like 10 minutes. Like, oh my god.
Dude, that cannot just be a competitive thing. Like, casual players would enjoy spectator mode as well.
Yeah, once I saw Dustin like arguing about it, I'm like, oh, it's done. You gotta add it.
It has to be in there. Just with, I've been asking for it since Halo 3.
Now, yeah, I remember Ray linked the screenshot. 3.
Oh yeah, Louis Wu. He, you know Louis Wu, obviously. You know Claude. Yeah, he linked me when he was at Bungie during Halo 2, they were testing it out then. That's how long, Bungie was always ahead of the game now. So it's not really surprising.
Yeah, if they would have had that in there, it would have been insane.
Yeah.
There was actually, I think if you got the limited edition of Halo 2, there's a DVD in there that you could watch with behind the scenes stuff. And there was actually, when they showed some beta builds, there's a theater section in there.
Yeah, I remember that too. Dude, I love that DVD.
I watched that at least 5 times.
Not the wore out. Yeah, I didn't have high speed internet back in the day, so I just had the Halo 2 campaign. And I used to play the campaign and watch that and just do action replay mods. Those were the days. Oh, not the wore out.
Yeah, that I remember. I rewatched that on YouTube before. And
yeah,
it's
on YouTube.
It never gets old, seriously. I could watch that again right now.
I always nerd out when they have Louis Wu showing his house set up with so many H1 screens. I'll play
with
that
the projectors
so bad.
And stuff.
Yeah, and it's we got an 8v8 up here. We got 4v4 in the other room. Oh my god, what?
I'm hoping to be invited to one of those one of these days.
A Halo 1 house.
That would be worth flying out to.
Gaming house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my retirement home to be something like that, where I have a huge just living room in a man cave where I could basically have a 4-on-4 man cave area, or 8-on-8, and then basically be a home theater kind of place.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
It'd be awesome. All right,
sure.
Back to the achievements. Next one is skill combo. Combo. Complete any mission with the maximum power or maximum number of skulls active. That's 10 points. Next one is Vidmaster Challenge. Complete Operation 5, Mission 1, with the Hollow and Black Eye Skulls active. 15 points.
What's the Hollow Skull?
I have no idea.
Wow.
It'd be interesting. That's not an anniversary, is it?
No. It's not in any game that I remember. The Hollow Skull. I wonder what it would even do.
That's what I was thinking.
Who knows?
Would it make, headshots immune or something?
No shields.
Hollow?
I don't know.
Void of something?
You can speculate forever on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Next one is extra credit. Complete 75 challenges. So I'm guessing there's going to be challenges similar to how they are in Halo and in Halo 4 and Halo Reach, where you have certain ones they can do every day and certain ones you can do every week and all that stuff. So there are going to be challenges in this one too.
Yeah, I heard there's going to be leaderboards and stuff, right?
Oh, do you remember the Halo 2 leaderboards? Everyone was cheating.
I don't think it'll be that bad for the Spartans.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna go hard. I'm gonna be playing kids for money. It's game over.
Dude, shut up. No, you're not. Dude, there's no multiplayer, man. Good luck.
People are talking about action replays and Game Sharks in here. How old is this chat?
Yeah, I brought that up during the Halo 2 rant. But yeah, there were some sick Halo 2 mods. I forget the campaign mission, the one with the bridge where you cross with the tank. And anyway, you would start off with 20 ODST or whatever they were in Halo 2, and you would face 20 elites on the bridge, a big battle, Braveheart style. That was pretty cool.
You didn't have you only started out with two other Marines, and yeah, you were yes, because one had a rocket launcher and one had a sniper, and then you would go across the bridge and you'd be shooting off ghosts and wraiths.
Are you talking about the campaign or the mod?
I'm talking about campaign.
Oh, I'm talking about the mod.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a mod.
All right.
More badass. I was I'm pretty sure I remember that.
Oops. And there's one more achievement for our 19th one for 190 gamer score, which is still weird. Pension plan. Earn 25,000 Spartan points throughout your career.
Spoints.
Spoints. Oh my Spoints. Gosh.
I missed that term. I forgot about that.
Dude, I tried to coin that for Halo 4 and nobody picked it up.
Spoints?
Yeah.
Wasn't that on NeoGAF?
I said it on GAF. Maybe that's... I don't know. I was saying Spoints.
I remember hearing that.
Spoints!
Nobody ever... It never caught.
Interesting.
Halo is dad caught.
Halo is Spoints.
Well, that is worth 10 gamer points. 10 gamer score points. So, all those 19 achievements total up to 190 gamer score.
Because we couldn't afford the 200.
That's weird. That's really weird.
What a random number, man.
I know.
Do they have secret achievements, though?
How do you I want to see those emails. So we got 190 points. You guys want to leave it there? Yeah. All right.
So there wasn't one other thing you'd throw in there and make two of them maybe 10 instead of 5? It's like, really?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Not anyways, get it. That's nuts.
Maybe there's a secret one.
Well, they would have said that there would have been another achievement. They wouldn't have said what it was, but they would have said it would have totaled up to 200. They wouldn't just say it's a total of 190.
My OCD can't handle it.
Yeah, I know. It's really, really weird.
Whatever, achievements are dead.
Yeah.
Everything's dead.
Yeah.
100%.
Are there any other games that are like this that have an odd number of achievement points or gamer score like this?
I thought they couldn't do that. I thought it wasn't allowed, but since it's like a mobile game, I think they can.
Maybe mobiles go to 190 or something.
They play by their own rules.
But the Windows Mobile games are out like right now, even like War Dement and stuff. Yeah, those are worth 200. Those have 200. Wait, Angry Birds has achievements for Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
If you have it on a Windows phone.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Yeah, seriously. Why?
Because they have ranked playlists too?
Oh my god. Probably.
Well, you wouldn't have playlists, you would have ranks.
Yeah, I have Angry Birds on my gamer score.
Wait,
right
in-game rank?
In-game Angry Birds. God.
Wait, in-game rank?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, you got 15 eggs? No way, bro.
There's 20 achievements for a total of 200 gamer score. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any other game that has had an odd number of achievements like this, or at least gamer score. It's weird.
Yeah, that's the only Xbox game I have that gives me gamer score.
Well, War Dement's also 200. Uno's also 200. I don't know what other games are on the Windows 8 platform.
Are there any?
Yeah, there's. I'm sure there's other ones.
I'm not even joking.
I believe there are a couple other smaller ones. Plants vs. Zombies, I think, is on there, and I believe that one's 200. So, yeah, this is the first one I've actually heard that's not a set of, like, 100. It has an odd number. So, anyways. Moving right along, there's some stuff that they've talked about in some of their recap videos from E3, where they've talked about some of the stuff that they're showing off in their booth, and mainly it's been Spartan Assault. They've actually had a couple of contests going on there where they've been giving away Windows services, and I believe Eli actually won one of those. Wow. So he posted on his Twitter that he won one of the Windows tablets, so congrats to you for still showing up, everybody, no matter what platform Halo is on, and completely dominating.
He just streaked the competition, but...
Yeah. I may be rooming with him again at PAX this year.
Oh, nice.
So...
I'm still mad those sold out so fast.
Yeah. Well, they don't sell out. They just end up on eBay.
Well, yeah, they get scalped or whatever. Yeah. But, like, they were gone in hours this year.
I know.
I didn't
11 minutes. 11 minutes. Completely sold out.
And the site was crashed.
Yeah, I couldn't even load the website. Yeah. I remember I was trying to load the website so I could buy 2 tickets, and...
I had to get my sets of 4 day passes.
That's some.
And I actually got 3 sets, and I'm actually using all 3 sets. I have one for me, one for one friend, and one for another friend that they are actually coming. So
that's some Halo 3 MLG stuff for the site shuts down.
Well, and the funny thing is, I think like a month or so ago, they reposted. I guess tickets that didn't get paid, or like maybe payment got bounced or reservations for them got canceled.
I think they tried to find who scalped them and took them away.
And they put those up, and I believe within 40 minutes, those were gone too.
Yeah, I found out about that one too late as well.
So, but there are usually, at least from the PAX events I've been to, there are people selling them on the streets to the entrances. Now, you would have to be careful to make sure that they're actually legit, but it's... seems like every year I've gone, there have been people actually selling unclaimed badges at the doors.
Sketchy.
Yeah, it is sketchy.
You have to like get there too, though.
Yeah, it is sketchy, but
even get
you live in Seattle, I see that being feasible, but
because I know at sports games they have cops that try and scalp them. At least in Detroit, when they try and arrest you, try and buy them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's Detroit, though, so...
Ray lives in Detroit, where everything is just sketchy.
I live around Detroit.
Why would you ever live in Detroit, dude?
You don't choose where you're born.
Dude, you just, like,
where you
move,
can move,
man.
To.
Just move, dude. Get out.
Move to Ohio? Just, come on, bro.
It's better than Detroit.
All right. Oh,
you've seen that video? Yeah.
The Cleveland one.
But not Detroit!
Yeah.
That's like the oldest YouTube video ever, sorry.
Yeah, it's so good, though.
As far as the Spartan Assault stuff that they're showing off at E3, they're really not saying much more else about Halo 5 at the time, of course. Or Halo
is it
Xbox
Halo 5,
One.
Though?
It is,
or is
Halo
it just
5.
Halo on Xbox One.
It is Halo 5.
Why are they being so like shy about the name?
I have no idea why. And I mean, there's They even dropped the hints in the video.
Oh,
and,
it's a harder than I
have. And there have been people at 343 that have said yes, it is Halo 5. And when Xbox posted it on YouTube, they even said Halo 5. So it's. I believe it's official enough when Xbox says it and when 343 employees say it that, yes, it's Halo 5.
Or as Bravo puts it, the next Halo.
The next Halo on Xbox One.
Well, actually, in his recap video for today, their part two, he did say Halo Xbox One.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's Halo 5, though. I mean,
on. That's what I don't get about Microsoft. They always, like, do stupid little things and they just build up. Just stop messing around. Just call it Halo 5. I don't know. I just hate that from like SEO numbers stats. You have to put in Xbox Halo
you,
1.
You don't.
Halo
you
5.
Don't take a page out of the Halo 2 Vista book and don't do Halo 2 and then what platform you're doing it on.
Yeah, I just.
Don't do it.
Halo 2 stop Vista it. Was the biggest flop ever.
It was.
It could have been so good.
It could have been. And because they limited the Vista, it wasn't. And it didn't sell well. If it was available, if it was made available for XP, in which it could run on XP, because there were some people that actually had mods to actually get it working, at least the campaign, the multiplayer didn't work, but the campaign worked on XP, then they would have sold a lot better.
You know, that too, and Jazzy came from the Halo PC scene, because he was originally started on Halo 1.
Yeah, I played freaking so much Custom Edition.
Well, there's still a quite a few regulars on the Halo CE and Halo Custom Edition.
They have like 1,000 regulars, I think. I haven't
last time I played, it was like 2,000 or so on Halo CE,
like,
and then at least 200 or 300 on Custom Edition.
Dude, that's 1/20th of what Halo 4 is.
Where are they running at right now? Like
20,000-30,000 on Halo 4? I don't
know. Thought it was more like 40 or 50, but okay.
Did it really go up now?
Whenever I'm playing, I always see Big Team at like at least 18. Sometimes
I use the website.
20s.
No,
our website it's 31,000 right now.
Dude, it sits at like 30. And maybe with the new update, it may have bumped up to maybe like 35 to 40. But there's no way.
The update wasn't meant to bring back people. It was meant to keep the people that were still playing sane. That's what I.
I mean, the numbers are probably improving, man. But it's not. I'm not seeing almost a double, and there's no way.
Yeah, it's been way too long.
Well, as far as what we've seen from E3 this week, we saw the Halo 5 announcement. We saw from the recap video some of the stuff that they're doing with Spartan Ops, showing it off there. In the recap video today that they released, they also had Todd McFarlane there, and he talked a little bit about the new McFarlane toys that are coming out, or the McFarlane action figures, and went a little bit into detail on how those new action figures, Series 2 for Halo 4, and they all actually come with codes that you can use to unlock skins in-game.
Dude, that's another terrible idea. Like, I mean, it's a cool idea to put into toys, but you release that around the release of the game. You don't do that a year after when the Xbox One coming out.
I really wish they would just sell the skins.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that? The pre-order skins. I thought I was promised I could buy these eventually.
Yeah, like... it's so annoying.
No, it was that you could unlock them later. It wasn't that you could buy them. It was that you could still unlock them in the game without having to buy them.
Oh, okay.
That's people funny. Go nuts over cosmetic changes like that.
Yeah, it's
like,
really popular.
They don't even capitalize on it.
But I don't get it, man. Like some people like Halo toys. It's fine. It's whatever. I'm not into it. I don't.
I'm sorry, Joey.
I want the skin.
I'm getting a didactic, man. Dude, that guy. Who was it? Todd McFarlane in the video? I don't know who edited it, but he like forgot to lower Todd McFarlane's voice. I had headphones on, and he starts screaming, "Yeah, the diecast comes with two." And I'm like, "Oh God!" Like, dude,
jeez, man,
it almost blew out my Astros.
Yeah, I don't know. Not like when they announced that, I just was like, "Okay, that's cool." Nothing spectacular.
Yeah. So we have that running on Windows 8, and a lot of people are definitely wanting to see it come out on XBLA.
Or even just putting it on Android and iOS.
Or that too.
Yeah, I think so. Once the sales aren't there, it'll be like, oh.
Then. Well, I mean, the weird thing is that they said they're going to have controller support for Windows 8 eventually after the launch anyway. So why not have it on XBLA?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Anyways.
This is why Microsoft is failing right now.
It's just too logical. Like, it's not even no one's, like, debating it. Like, there's no reason.
They're all concentrated on what the focus group says and not
money.
What the people
Your
say.
Your company wants money. Let me give you this money.
Well, I mean, we can't do much more about it for now. We can just have her voice be heard and just keep on posting on Twitter and the Waypoint forums and wherever else 343 looks. I know they look at GAF. If there's enough people crying out for it, then they'll definitely think about doing it in other places. I just think that them doing it on Windows 8 is a Microsoft push, to be honest.
Of course.
Because their Windows 8 platform has had the lowest adoption rate out of any operating system, I believe, that they've had. And it's just, their market for the cell phones or mobile devices is 3%.
Dude, their Windows 8, it's not like new user friendly. Like at my work, my aunt, you know, she's like, whatever. She's like older, obviously. She installed it from upgrading to Windows 7, and she literally, like, it's been like 2 months and she literally still has trouble like using it. You know, it's not friendly for people. Like,
no, it's not.
It's ridiculous. Like
everyone at work also agrees with us, except there's one Microsoft person that there is like, no, Windows 8 is great. It's like, no, it's not.
That weird little dashboard thing they have.
I'm sure.
It's like looking at that.
So for Service Pack 1, they're actually bringing back the start button.
Yeah, I saw that. It's kind of like they're becoming Sony with announcements, right? They're like hyping up announcements that we had, the stuff we had. Like, you shouldn't have to do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Microsoft,
I don't know. I'm never getting Windows 8. I'm just going to wait for Windows 9, because that's how it usually happens. It's like, XP was good, Vista was crap, 7 was good, 8 is crap.
Yep.
Like, every other iteration.
Ever since ME, that's how it's been.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's been.
I like Windows 95.
Oh, get the fuck.
The successor to Windows 95, Windows 98 was actually good. So
yeah, Windows 98 was, I like that.
It was until they did Windows ME and then 2000
and ME.
2000
and then XP after that.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play Oregon Trail? That was my jam.
2000 was an interesting OS.
You ever play Math Blasters?
Yes. Yes.
I have no idea what that is, actually.
Oh, that's the original Chief. Come on, bro.
I'm done, dude. I'm done.
What about the pinball game on XP?
I'm leaving.
Oh, yes, the 3D pinball? Oh, yeah, I love that game.
Dude, you don't know what Math Blasters is?
Come on.
I don't know.
The little green alien?
What?
You guys
are the worst.
Were you both homeschooled?
I remember playing those.
Yeah, no,
we had a Windows 3. Our first computer at home was a Windows 3.1, and it had that second partition with all those games on it, and there was like that old style like Mickey game.
Yeah.
I remember playing that. That was crazy.
You guys missed out. You guys didn't have a good childhood if you didn't play Math Blasters. Someone in the chat goes, Meth Blasters. All right, moving on.
Moving on. So that's pretty much all the news other than kind of what they talked about during the E3 Microsoft press briefing with the announcement of Halo 5 and then all the other stuff that they've done with Spartan Ops. So moving on to some Beyond Entertainment news. The reason they're here is to kind of Post announced their website release, so they have finally come out with the website. I believe it was released, what, 2 weeks ago?
Sunday night on around 8 o'clock.
A little over a week.
Yeah.
So about 2 weeks ago. So
I'd argue that. Nah, I'm just messing.
So they have their news stuff up there. They have forums. They have a cool little thing over there that they have basically a place where you could have multiple streams at the same time. And I believe you could do, what, quad stream? Is that right?
Yep, we were doing that during AGL 7 Knoxville. So they had four streams. So Joe came up with a great idea. Like, why don't we just do teambeyond.net/AGL so people can have an easy place to watch all four streams ready to go. So that worked out really well for us.
Yeah, not a lot of people like, opening a bunch of different tabs. This was the first time AGL had ever done four different streams, you know, because there's so many matches going on. They wanted to capture, like, every match, it seemed like, or every, like, major match, you know. There was a lot of stations at the event, so they hooked up streams, all these stations, so they had multiple streams, and it was kind of, like, annoying, you know. You got to open, like, four different tabs, and you couldn't really catch everything going on at once, you know. And I was like, you know what, let's just set it up so they can easily be able to, like, quad view these streams at once. But yeah, we have the option to dual view the stream, try, you know, dual view three streams, and then you can quad as well. Or you can just watch a single one. But yeah, that's one of the features we wanted to make sure we implemented on the website, having a good stream center.
Right. So for those of you watching us live, I'm actually going through the website right now.
Yeah, do you want me to break down anything?
There's our channel. Right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yay.
Yeah, we made sure we got Podtacular up there, because, you know, you guys helped us get the name out a little bit at the start with when we came on your show and kind of plugged it and talked about it.
You got some love.
Yeah, we're all friends, you know, we're all friends anyway, so I might throw you in there, man.
There's Gandhi streaming.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of viewers right now, I think.
Yep.
281.
Yeah, we also have a forum on there, on the website. We have, it's been, what is it, Ray, 11 days since we launched the website. And 1,400 members have signed up on the forum. And it's, you know, it's pretty active. And we try to make it like a forum where everybody can post their ideas and opinions and not be, you know, not be bashed or shot down if they think differently than other people, you know?
Yeah, like recently, MLG Forums recently shut down, and with AGL taking over, there hasn't really been a home for people to discuss Halo in a good, safe environment, and it's great for the community to finally have something like that again. At least for us competitive players. I know there's other Halo forums like Ready Up Live, the Halo forum, Bungie.net, or HaloBungie.net, but like something for us really competitive focused players that also love talking about like Halo, Destiny, and stuff like that.
Yeah, we try to focus more on, I mean, obviously our start was in competitive, but there's also a lot of, you know, there's also like a bunch of casual, there's a lot of casual topics, and there's, you know, obviously like Ray said, like Destiny and other games on here as well that a lot of people enjoy talking about, but we really wanted to stress, like, you know, a lot of people think about the competitive community as like a bunch of like elitist, like people who are just kind of like mean to everyone, you know? And that's the kind of stereotype we're trying to break on this website. You know, everybody's generally pretty nice. We outline the forum rules pretty clearly. So, everyone can post their ideas and opinions without getting, you know, less attacked. A lot of competitive websites, even MLG, you would just get attacked, you know, if you went against the general, like, idea.
The hive mind.
Yeah, if you had a different idea, you just get attacked. So we were trying to break that whole cycle of, you know, just like, you know, just have a nice conversation. If you disagree with somebody, list out in a professional manner, you know, why you disagree with them, and you guys can have like a civilized discussion about it instead of just like, hey man, you're an idiot. Like, we don't, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to facilitate that type of behavior.
It's been really great too. All 1,400 members so far, most have been posting have been great. A great conversation about AGL, E3, Halo 5 going on. It's been great so far.
The Destiny section has been picking up lately, too.
Oh, yeah, that, too.
Well, Destiny, yeah, it's crazy. Well, I mean,
with the more news that rolls up.
Yeah, why wouldn't that? Yeah, I mean, that's a great thing, too, because we're mainly a Halo-focused site, but it's also great to see that Destiny's slowly picking up, so maybe like somewhat of a merger kind of state with the communities from Halo and Destiny that's slowly coming together in a way, which is kind of cool.
Well, it's still like really similar to Halo.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm really starting to like that because it allows, it's kind of like, I don't know, it kind of helps.
I was afraid, you know how like Halo and COD, they just hate each other. I mean, you know, right. a lot of the people that are pretty, like both games, but you know how people are out there hardcore, so either like Halo or die or COD or die, but like with this, it's just,
this is pretty bridge.
Yeah, it's a real nice bridge.
It's because of Bungie, you know what I mean? Because Bungie has their name on it, people, Halo fans look at it, and they're like, okay, I could try it. I could test it. But, I mean, Dustin, you register on the forums. What do you think? What are your opinions on it? I've seen you posting on there.
I haven't posted yet, and I'm going to be honest, I'm a horrible forum poster because of just how much time I don't have to post on forums. I really wish I could. But
probably,
I mean,
how it is.
I'll be like coming on like like a month or so, and then I'll just massively post a bunch of stuff, and then I'll probably go away for a month, and I'll come back. That's
I've seen you online. You know, you just kind of lurk sometimes on the forums and read some stuff. I've seen you on a couple times, I'm pretty sure.
I've been on a couple times, mostly just to look through some of the new features that you guys have put up. Like when you said that you had the quad stuff over the weekend for AGL, I was on there. And it's not that I don't want to do forum stuff. It's just, it's a time thing.
No, yeah, for sure.
With all the other things.
Some people are forum people and some people are just like,
I mean, before I actually hosted Podtacular, I was a huge forum person. I would post every single day on Podtacular and quite a few other places. And now just with me doing the show and being a content producer, it's hard to keep up with all that stuff.
Yeah.
I
get what you're saying, because like even when I'm doing articles, like I type them all up, and the last thing I want to do is type up or read up other stuff over and over again. You just get like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And I do really want to post, and there's times when I go on and I see good posts to go in and drop my two cents about something in there.
A little plus rep. Yeah.
So if you see me post once in the blue moon, know that's for something important.
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure to tweet it out.
And I mean, right now I've just been working on quite a few projects. One of them being the Halo Mole, which you guys, I have to give you guys a huge shout out for supporting that, because we have really appreciated it so far.
Yep, no problem.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. It's a pretty good idea, and I'm interested to see where you guys take that. You know.
Yeah. Well, things are ramping up pretty quickly. We're going through interview processes right now, and about 2 or 3 weeks we'll be doing the actual recording and the actual contest, and then a month following that is when we'll actually be releasing the full out episodes. So about 2 months time, you guys will actually be seeing the first fruits of our labor.
That's exciting.
They'll be on our front page ASAP. Don't worry. Siren
has been on top of these things.
Yeah, just let us know, or you know, as soon as you tweet it out or whatnot, it'll be on the front page, my man.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what we really love about our front page is we try and like convey like the whole Halo community from like competitive to casual with the latest news along with the Destiny. And I have to say, like ours and like halo.bungie.org, we both do a great job covering the Halo news, which I'm really...
Ray is always the fastest. He's inhuman. Or
yeah,
unhuman,
Ray,
whatever.
Ray gets the news ridiculously quick. I've never seen...
I don't know. I just mow down those articles like pretty quick, but
yeah.
I like it. I don't know. That's just my thing. I just like doing Halo news. I'm just nerdy like that.
There usually gets it pretty quick. It's always on the front page. You know, I'll go to the front page and I literally had no idea this was going on, but Ray like posted it like an hour ago. You know what I mean? Like it's just like, I don't even, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Ghost messaged me today. He's like, hey, can you put an article up about Roy? I'm like, you mean the one I did yesterday? Like, come on, dude.
Right, yeah. No, it's cool to have a place like this, you know? Like, I don't know. It's exciting to see the website go up because we've all worked pretty hard on it with, yeah, you know, if you think from the process all the way back.
And thanks to you, especially you too, you donated towards the website, which really helped us, like, really mold what we wanted financially.
Yeah,
at least,
yeah, like you mentioned the Indiegogo campaign. Like, the cool thing, the other cool thing about our website too is that the community, it was literally, this website was funded by the community. Like, we were like, yeah, we're going to try to build this website for you guys. What do you guys want? And then we got all the feedback and we made it for the community, you know, to have a place to go where you're not going to get bashed and where you're going to have all the features that you want and you're going to have all the latest news and upcoming events and streams and everything like that. And of course, all of the content that we put out. So we really just tried to make it for the community, and it's, you know, without the community, it wouldn't have happened, you know, including you, Dustin. I know you donated, and, you know, we really appreciate you donating and everybody who donated as well. No matter what it was, even if you donated a dollar, it's, you know, it's appreciated, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see that you guys have the website up, and it definitely looks really good. Definitely check out the website, guys. I've been showing it off on the live stream for those that are here. For those that are listening to this after the fact, you can go to teambeyond.net, and you can find the home of Beyond Entertainment there. Any reason why... Behind using that domain specifically, I know for the rest of the places you've been using Go Beyond ENT, and then I know Team Beyond was .com is used somewhere else, but why not Beyond Entertainment, or why not something else?
Most of the domains were taken. I mean, that was the main reason, and then Go Beyond. I'm pretty sure GoBeyondENT.com was taken, and if it wasn't, it just didn't look good as a domain.
Yeah, we have
a bunch that redirect properly.
Yeah,
I bought a couple, and we just decided on this one. Everybody
agreed,
like,
on it.
Yeah, with Beyond Entertainment, it's not just like one person, you know, calling the shots. It's like when there's an idea, we kind of just, everybody kind of, you know, gives their feedback and opinion. We kind of do like a little unofficial vote on it, kind of.
Yeah.
And then we go forward with an idea. The name just kind of stuck.
And with that too, it's kind of like a nod to, if you're familiar with TeamLiquid.net, is really the hub for StarCraft and a lot of other games too.
Exactly.
Starting to do League of Legends and stuff like that too, but it's I don't know. It's a great site to like wanting to base off of because they have such a great community there and it's so well done.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, yeah, Team Liquid is pretty. That was our inspiration for some of the things on the page, like the stream, on the very front page is a stream section where it lists, like, you know, who has the most viewers to the least viewers. They have that on there, so I thought that was an excellent idea.
You need to bump up our numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I should be up there. Here we go.
Yeah, we're number 7 right now with 15.
Oh, we're making it.
Yeah.
The big league. It was just a good idea because you see, like, people who are trying to stream and get their name out there or something, you can have, you know, if you're streaming and you pick up enough traction, people can see you. You know what I mean? Because we have the top 10 streamers on right now, and I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and we do have Call of Duty now, but like once certain big games come out, like Titanfall, Halo 5, Destiny, obviously, will be expanding past those. So
when Destiny comes out, I think I've been thinking about it. When Destiny drops, and there's obviously going to be a lot of streams for it, I would like to replace the front page Call of Duty with the Destiny.
Yeah, that would be a good
100% because that game is going to be so.
Destiny is going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be the biggest. It's going to be like World of Warcraft, like that big of streaming.
Dude, I got like Halo 2 hype for this game. I don't know if you remember back in the day, but Halo.
What's going
like,
to be complicated though is like who has it on what console, because like most people have an Xbox 360, but people are probably going to get a PS3 or PS4.
Well, it's probably all just and Xbox PS4. I don't. I mean, it'll all stay under the same section, won't it? Like
because Call of Duty is under. Yeah, as long as it's just the same
thing. See how the community takes it though. You know what I mean? Like, the people that interact with each other.
I'm curious who's going to become the big, like, Destiny, like,
I know,
ninja. Yeah. I'm curious. I think Ninja can do it, but I don't know, like, who's going to be. There's got
to
be some community.
I can see Ninja going nuts with Destiny, to be honest.
I don't think he would. I think he'd stay on Halo.
He could do both.
He tried out for a few weeks, but you know someone's going to grind their way up to the top.
Yeah, that'll be cool to see.
But yeah, well, it depends on how the multiplayer aspect actually works with Destiny.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not exactly going to be like Halo. It may just be a completely separate feeling of a game anyways.
It was so weird to look at because he was talking about, I'm not sure if anyone has any experience playing like Diablo or World of Warcraft or any of those games, but you know, they're playing this game and at the E3 and they're like, oh, you know, we fight through this and we kill the boss. And then he's like, oh, let's get our loot. And if anyone's ever played World of Warcraft, loot or like getting the items at the end is like the main part of the game. It seems like they're encompassing like every major game and they're just like squashing it into one game with Destiny.
Yeah. I think they're taking like, all the good from everything and just cutting all the fat.
Exactly. And I think it's one of the coolest ideas I've seen. And the fact that it's on the console too makes it a little bit cooler because it's like finally like a really sick game that's just not like a straight up PC exclusive like, you know, World of Warcraft.
Weird too because they bent our what's his name? Joseph Staten. Yeah, close enough. He's been using the word. I've watched like every single interview from E3 with him, and he's really pushed the word competitive multiplayer, and he makes it sound like Halo players are going to really fit in easy playing multiplayer. So I mean,
throw that word around a lot, though.
Yeah, and I can't see him like going. Like, what I think is when I see the gameplay, I think straight up Borderlands multiplayer, which is just single player stuff. But there's got to be some
competitive. That means at least it'll be versus.
Yeah,
they'll probably be an arena, man, because there's different like comps.
There's also going to be, I can see like maps or arenas, whatever. There's going to be some weird like Unreal Tournament kind of vibe to it.
No, it's definitely like in World of Warcraft, like there's different classes, you know, and it's going to be the same exact thing. Like they're probably going to do an arena because it'll be interesting because you have to have different like comps. Like, are you going to play with two hunters and a tank, or are you going to do this? Or are you going to try to mix up classes? Like, that's where the real competitive comes in. And I think it's awesome. If they can pull it off, it'll be amazing.
It'd be amazing if it was like Shadowrun, class-based shooter.
Yeah, maybe. I'm excited. I'm thinking about it. Like, talking about it makes me excited. Like, I want it to come out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Bungie. I mean, look at what they did with Halo when they were in their prime for Halo 2, Halo 3. So they know how to make games.
Yeah, that's true.
They still haven't really said when they're going to drop it yet, right?
It's spring of next year.
Oh, okay. So they don't have a date, but they have
They just said 2014.
I thought they said spring.
I would expect spring next year. That sounds what.
I thought
I saw at the end of one of their videos that said spring.
I don't know. In all the interviews, you said 2014. Just straight
number. Dude, it's too far away.
Yeah. You know what? I hate it's going to compete with Halo 5. I know it.
Bungie, well, not on the separate sides of the year.
It will. You don't think Bungie's trying to pull the Halo fan base into this game? Of course not.
They would love.
Yeah, but they probably don't want to have a competition.
I don't think they're purposely trying to pull them in.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
It's not in Bungie's nature to be competitive like that. It's they're out there to make the game that they love to make.
I'd see like a February to like March release better for them.
Dude, I don't know if it would be a competition. I think if they do it right, it'll just
steamroll.
Yeah, any game, not even just Halo. Anything, it'll just kill.
If it's a good game, yeah, it's
a AAA launch, dude. It's a big game, no matter
what. Dude, this is the World of Warcraft of the console right now. Like, this is like that. I mean, not like exactly, but I'm talking like numbers wise. Like, I think it'll be humongous. I think it's gonna be huge.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blockbuster title.
Yeah,
it's no doubt. No doubt. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about or cover with your website before we wrap things up?
Something, our VOD section is up. It's something that I've really worked hard at. It's all the competitive Halo VOD dating back about 2005. So, if you like Halo, you want to watch old tournaments from Halo 2 way back with like Team 3D, Final Boss. You want to see Stray rip and destroy kids in Halo 3. Or if for some reason you want to watch Halo Reach, everything's there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is that hosted locally or is that to YouTube and Twitch?
Yeah, I did quite a bit of research trying to get all the tournaments, but Mr. Global has been uploading everything from old Halo VODs. I believe he has the permission of MLG now, finally, to upload those games to YouTube. So it's nice to go back and watch all those old tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool list. There's also a CSR area where you can go in and check your rank as well, and it brings up kind of an extended stats, like with your KD and, like, you know, what weapon you use the most and stuff like that, which I think is pretty cool. So it's kind of like you have everything in one spot, a little bit. You know, you got a forum, you can check your ranks, you can watch streams. You know, you want to, you know, go back in the future and watch some VOD from 2005, you can, you know. But the one thing I just wanted to highlight is the forums. If you want to talk, you know, if you want to talk about anything, you know, competitive, non-competitive, you know, it's a nice environment. Nobody's really hostile. Then, you know, sign up.
Yep.
Very cool.
It's beyond awesome.
It's beyond entertainment.
Cue the beyond puns.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I think that's covered everything I wanted to really cover.
All right. Very nice. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on, talking about your website. It looks pretty good. Functions very well. There are a couple bugs. I think I found one of them for you guys and sent them on over.
Yeah, we're working on it. There's still a couple that we have to work out. They're really minor, but we're just, you know, they'll get ironed out here shortly.
Mm-hmm. So everyone that's saying not mine to your stats, I'm copying and pasting your names. Yeah. You basically have just sentenced yourself to...
Oh, that one's terrible.
Yeah.
1.08 KD, man.
Mine's 1.08.
Come on, man.
Oh, gosh. That one was pretty bad. Anyways, so that's the website, guys. Forums, stats... streams, ranks, all that good stuff. So definitely go over, check them out. They are at teambeyond.net. And of course, all their other stuff, their Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and whatever else you guys have, is Go Beyond ENT. So
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tumblr. I'm that serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we have a Tumblr now.
I don't even really know. I have a Tumblr account just to follow people, but I don't really know what to use Tumblr for.
I don't get it either. It's just usually funny gifs or pictures of girls.
Why do we have Tumblr?
I don't know.
I literally have no idea.
Gold was like, hey, can I make a Beyond Tumblr? I'm like, go nuts, dude. It's all yours.
All these gifs.
Like 100%. Like, I literally have no clue what we have this. It's just there to look cool, I guess.
Fair enough, I guess.
We have a MySpace launching soon. So
the new MySpace, man.
I'm still figuring out the HTML coding to get that sick little banner going. About. Remember back in the day where you'd be like trying to have like the perfect little song in the background? You're like, oh,
having my Breaking Benjamin song when you.
Oh, yeah. God, that one from like MLG or a different one? You know that one? Song is so overplayed.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for coming on and talking about Go Beyond Entertainment and all the stuff that you guys have been working on. Really appreciate it. Guys, check these out. You guys want to plug your Twitters real quick?
At @Siren_follow for funny sports tweets and Halo news.
At @VivaciousJazzy. Good luck spelling that. But yeah.
Just follow at @Siren_ and look at my follows. You'll see them.
Or you can just if you're in the stream, you can just copy and paste his Twitch username.
Yeah.
Just go to @GoBeyondENT because I don't plug my personal Twitter. I'm a team player.
Here. Oh, I see how it is.
God.
Yeah, but I'm asking you to, though.
Just @SaucySores.
There we go.
I go beyond you.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for coming out, Siren, Saucy, and Jazzy, for debuting your website on our stream and our podcast. Appreciate it. Definitely check these guys out.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I thought you were done.
Definitely check these guys out. They have put a lot of time and effort into this, and they are pretty much on top of the game when it comes to competitive Halo and other news regarding Halo as well. So check these guys out. They're really cool. We've been supporters of them. They've been supporters of us. So it's been a good relationship so far.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you having us on, man.
Yep, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yep. With that said, if you guys have anything that we talked about tonight or from any of our past podcasts that you want to ask us questions about, or if you have your own opinions, you can do that by sending us an email to submissions@podtechalert.com, or you can use the big green button on our homepage that says submit, or you can give us a voicemail, and you can do that by calling in to 240-200-HALO. That's 240-200-4256, and leave a voicemail message with any of the aforementioned topics. Could be anything Halo related, could be anything related to any of the topics that we've talked about recently in terms of the Xbox reveal stuff, in terms of E3, whatever you feel like talking about. And if we've covered it, definitely leave us a message or drop us a line at our email. Also, make sure you check us out on our social networks. We have Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and all the other kind of media places that you can check us out at. We do our live shows every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when we do our scheduled shows, and we do some extra ones every now and then. We are having another one, for those listening to us live right now, tomorrow on Friday, which will be kind of our E3 wrap-up podcast. So we're actually doing 4 podcasts this week, which is kind of crazy. So make sure you check that out if you guys have anything that you want us to talk about. In terms of what was covered at E3, definitely drop us a line, and we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. If you guys want to just check us out on our website, it's podtacular.com. And with that, I believe we are good to say goodnight. Thanks again to Siren, Saucy, and Jazzy once again for coming on the show, and we will see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.